anywhere, anytime. That's the message from the state's transport minister, who says a new fleet of covert speed cameras will be rolled out across the southeast from next month. Mark Bailey says the cameras will target local drivers in high-risk areas like school zones and roadworks, but he won't reveal exactly where they'll be placed.
So we are getting tough and we are putting people on notice that tougher penalties will come in from September the 9th. We're giving people notice. You'll see a social media blitz out there to let people know and make sure they're aware of them. But these cameras are simply enforcing what the law is right now. The speeds are already set and they are enforcing them more effectively. All we're asking people to do is to drive safely.
Police say speeding is one of the leading causes of fatalities and serious injuries on our roads. Last year, there were 74 fatalities as a result of crashes involving speeding drivers, representing almost 27% of Queensland road fatalities. Well, that announcement comes after another bad weekend on our local roads that's left two people fighting for life in hospital. A motorcyclist was critically injured when his bike crashed into a guardrail on the Bruce Highway near Gympie on Saturday morning. He was transported by ambulance to hospital before being flown to the RBWH in a critical condition. Then on Saturday afternoon, a four-wheel drive ute left the Bruce Highway and plummeted off an overpass onto Steve Owen Way, the vehicle landing on its roof against an embankment below. The male driver, aged in his 20s, suffered head, chest and abdominal injuries and remains in a critical condition. We're also hearing a man's been transported to Skoo this morning in a stable condition following a motorbike car crash on Claymore Road at Sippy Downs. And millennials are the first in line when it comes to visiting the Sunshine Coast in the near future. A new nationwide survey involving 1,000 Aussies aged between 18 and 75 found that more than half were planning a domestic holiday within the next 12 months, with the Sunshine State topping the destination wish list. The Courier-Mail reports the Gold Coast, Melbourne and Sydney were voted equal favourite city destinations, followed by Brisbane, then the Sunshine Coast. But it was millennials who were most excited to visit the Sunshine Coast, with 24% heading here for a holiday in the near future, followed by Gen X at 20%.